The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
Around the globe, seasons are shifting, temperatures climbing, and sea levels rising. Governments worldwide are developing policies to see how best they can lessen the harmful effects of climate change, which poses major threat to sustainable growth and development. In order to fix this problem, we have to understand the causes of climate change. Director of the Climate Studies Group at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor, says that there are natural variations in the environment that have contributed to this phenomenon. He cites, for example, volcanic eruption, which can disrupt the climate of a particular area. But what we must understand is that human actions also lead to climate change, and human actions can be controlled.
The fact is that as human beings, we have been putting a lot more of what they call greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. The most common one is carbon dioxide. When we burn fossil fuels, so when we burn oil or gas or coal, things like that, they put carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And the carbon dioxide in turn enhances a process that is called the greenhouse effect. And it works pretty much like a greenhouse, meaning the sun's rays are allowed to pass through and heat up the earth. But then the atmosphere, because of the carbon dioxide in it, traps the heat that the earth then gives off and sends it back to earth. So we end up warming. The thing about putting too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is that you end up with what is called the enhanced greenhouse effect. So the greenhouse effect is a natural phenomenon, but we are enhancing it and enhancing it in ways that we have not seen. So human activity, burning of fossil fuels, when you cut down trees as well, because trees are a natural sink for carbon, they naturally take carbon dioxide out of the air. So if you cut them down, you're taking away that natural sink for carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide can stay in the atmosphere for nearly a century, so Earth will continue to warm in the coming decades. The warmer it gets, the greater the risk for more severe changes in the climate. What's clear is that the climate we are accustomed to is no longer a reliable guide for what to expect in the future.
We have seen our temperatures getting warmer, and if we look back in the historical record, it's very evident that we have warmed. You see it especially in the nighttime temperatures. So nighttime temperatures warm more than daytime temperatures, but you also see it in the daytime temperatures.
Professor Taylor says additional evidence of climate change in Jamaica can be seen in the intensity of hurricanes and the variations of rainfall. Though climate change is not the predominant factor in the number of hurricanes Jamaica has experienced in the past 15 years, it is one of the factors that may account for their intensity.
We don't particularly have a drying or becoming wetter trend, but we see swings in extremes. So you can think about the fact that we had a major drought in 2010, and then we ended up back in a drought situation in 2014. But in between, we have had these several swings to floods. So you're swinging between floods and droughts. And so what you'd say is that the character of rain is changing. How we get the rain, when we get the rain.
Yet another evidence of climate change is in the discernible sea level rise, not only in Jamaica, but in the Caribbean.
We have a number of sectors in Jamaica that are heavily climate dependent. So the agricultural sector, you can see that swings in rainfall and temperature will ultimately impact. You can think tourism, being a strongly climate-dependent sector as well. We can see it in the health, because there are a number of diseases, dengue, asthmatic outbreaks, that kind of thing, which are heavily climate-dependent. In fact, there's almost no sector that you want to think of that is not, because climate is so much a part of who we are.
Director of the Climate Studies Group, University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor. With all this physical evidence, it's clear. Climate change is no longer a phenomenon of the future. Climate change is now.
Join us again next week on Climate Change, Jamaica's Story, as we look at how the climate has changed over the last century.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.